Thank you for holding. My name is Brisa. I'm the supervisor over the floor. Can I have your first and last name, please, in the fraud department? Thank you for that, ma'am. Give me one moment. What's your shipping address, ma'am, for security purposes?
I was calling because they took some money out of my account without my permission.
Okay, can I have your shipping address, please, ma'am?
My address is 606 West Yaledale Drive, Jackson, Mississippi, 39209.
Okay, thank you. So I'll look at the account for our earbuds. An order was created back on January 18th for $5.99 and $9.99, correct?
No, I don't know anything about this.
Okay. So you don't recall placing that order. Okay, so what I'm gonna do then,
no.
I'm gonna file this as fraud, ma'am. But I wanna make sure that you're aware that all cases of fraud are filed for a pending investigation and that false claims of fraudulent charges may result as penalties such as a fine. Will that be okay?
Yes.
Okay, give me a moment. Give me one moment, I'm almost done. Give me one moment, I'm still here with you. I'm almost done. Okay, so I have completed the claim on my side. What I'll be doing, I will be issuing you a credit of $79.99, $5.99, and $9.99. All those three credits will go back to the card in 5 to 7 business days, ma'am. The claim as well will be sent over to your police station so they can verify the IP address on the order, and they will do a penalty or fine towards them. But do you have any additional questions today?
Okay, why they started charging it, and I already let them know that one time before, and they said they were going to cancel it, but he's still taking money off my call.
I don't have records that you have ever called in, ma'am. It shows that this has been your first time.
I called one time before.
I don't have any records. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But do you have any additional questions?
No, ma'am.
Okay, if you do, you could just give us a call back. We're open 24 hours, 7 days a week, ma'am.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye, ma'am.